stuff. All right.
Okay, call meeting order, 7:32.
No modifications.
No modifications, okay. Town president, Churchill's update, blah, 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 blah. Are you, were you here because Tom was, I mean, Bob was gonna be here?
Yeah, the only other thing was, that wasn't Bob related, was, we gotta start, put up some signage for the trails.
At the rec.
Those are a couple of mock-ups. Like, we have some signs at the rec area that are brown and white. The trail signs are already green and white.
Did you name those trails?
No. Well, that's the other conversation is, do we have to name them. I was thinking of involving the kids from the Wardsboro School to see if they wanted to do that as a project to name the trails or something like that. I thought that could be kind of cool.
Sure.
I don't have really any particular affinity, so I think it would be cool to involve the kids. But on the signs, like, I always put no motorized, which we think is that's redundant with all the other no non-motorized signs that we have around there.
I don't want to get hurt to have it on there.
Yeah, I won't hurt to have it on there. As long as we'll have to put up a separate sign for it, put on the same sign. Because no matter how many places you put it, they don't read it anyway.
You're absolutely right.
Might as well try.
Yeah, the only thing is, do we want to do it in the brown, or the that we have the other signs in, or in the green that we have the trail name signs on it?
I think Brindle Brown was good.
Okay. Cool.
Goes along with National Forest and
everybody else. Oh, it's really easy. I have all the stuff at the house.
Don't really matter to me. It's brown, I think.
No, I was looking around, and a lot of the signs are already brown, so whatever.
Okay. I started doing them that way a few years ago, so that kind of
looks like that. Yeah.
The guy at WorkSafe was telling me that's generally what, like, recreational type stuff.
Yeah, he does them
pretty much throughout the whole state.
State forest, brown.
It's the same color, but I have tons of the vinyl from all the other signs.
And I have a few more with just the no ATV, no snowmobile and stuff. But the reason that I added the no motor vehicles is because the game warden told me that our signs didn't say no motor vehicles, even though they're motorized. He said, if I want to arrest somebody, because I had somebody that was tweaking our gates, some bear hunters, and I called him about them. And he said, how do you have it signed? And I told him, and he said, well, you're not going to like what I'm going to tell you. But he said, if you want me to arrest anybody, they have to say, like, no motor vehicles. Yeah. If I had known that when I made those other signs, I would have had them worded. But I kind of thought that no motorized vehicles kind of covered it. But
it would be good.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the place better than?
Well, actually, no motor vehicles, and it has to have like a symbol of a car with, you know. I just did like the circle and the slash of an ATV and a snowmobile and that, but that doesn't cut it according to our court system.
Do we need to have like the make of each potential motor vehicle next year?
Probably depends on what lawyer you ask.
Car or truck or what would they?
Yeah, it was a truck.
Other excuse left to do it the rest.
Yeah. Well, it's probably because some lawyer called it on it.
It's not
specific enough. There's not enough ambiguity and just no, you know. So. Yeah, whatever. But I just wanted to give you the heads up. So if you're ever making signs, that's what I was told by him. Okay. You know, so you may want to add that to your plethora of.
Who's him? Who's this guy you're talking about?
It was Rich Walken, the game warden. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're almost done. Like, we maybe have, like, another 12 days to finish this section of trail. And then we should be done for the season. We'll put up the signage.
I would say, if you're going to, I like the school kid idea, but why don't we use Wardsboro and Mountain School of Windhall? Because most kids in Stratton don't go to Wardsboro.
That's the question. Yeah. Where do they go?
They go to either the Mountain School or Windhall.
Is there any way to contact the kids in Stratton without going through the school?
How would you contact
Allison be involved in that? Would
you get the parents, I guess.
Specifically the Stratton kids. That's what I was getting at. Yeah. I mean, I could go through the school, you know, the school.
I mean, we could
probably best go through Allison Young. She's the head cheese.
Not over. Not
you know, over. Like a contest no. or something.
I don't know what they would. I mean, you could do it as a school project. They could do it as a contest.
I know that, when Maggie says, why did they name it that way? And I say, the kids in Warrensboro named it trail. She's going to go, what the hell?
Yeah, I'd probably stick the Stratton kids.
Well, yeah, specifically, we'll try and get the Stratton kids to go.
Yeah. Get on with Allison. Okay. She's the head of the school board.
Yeah.
And she can give you the names.
The other thing is, if anybody knows of anybody that has any hemlock, the snowmobile club isn't using hemlock on the bridges anymore, so we don't have a awesome sorts of 2x6s.
Yeah.
So I need to, either I'm going to go out and get some from the Amish, but anybody around here.
Is Corey Hampton?
Corey Hampton?
No.
I mean, you got plenty of hemlock to hit, but you ain't got nothing to sign. You ain't got no time to do it.
Yeah.
You specifically want hemlock, not pine?
Yeah, the hemlock.
Pine, pine doesn't last.
Yeah, no, I know.
The hemlock last. I can make the trip out to New York to go get it.
I'll see Robbie Brown.
I was just going to say, I'll ask him tomorrow.
I got a bunch of different, yeah.
Robbie Brown.
If Robbie has any, Robbie's been selling some stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
How about the Nyxon dude there? Would he have some?
The Northam might have some kicking around too, but I think everything he's got.
On Robbie has
all the logs.
Robbie already has a pile of it sawed up. Maybe he'll block. So I'll ask him tomorrow and I'll text you.
Yeah, thanks.
Just remind me if you don't hear from me by mid morning. Okay. Just shoot me a text and I'll ask him in the morning. Because he's been advertising it on Facebook. He's got a little mill and he's been playing around. So he's sawing up stuff.
Okay, awesome. Even
if he doesn't have any, he could probably saw some for you.
Yeah,
well, it's funny. Over at Patty's place, she's got her hemlock stand that we take trees down. We take 3 or 4 trees out of there every season for doing benches and stuff like that. So there's big hemlock trees right there. I guess that's it, really.
Elsie Litchfield may have some too down in West Townsend.
About
what?
Anything else?
No, I think that's it. You know, until we have Bob.
I guess procedurally, will we have a conversation with Bob first as a group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can push the Nature Conservancy off.
Looks like they're making some concessions.
Yeah.
They're going to leave the parking lot. Right?
I think we.
It even looks like the bikes are negotiable too.
Yeah. After we do what they want to do.
Yeah, we'll see.
Then we'll discuss bicycles.
I think if Bob can be here next, on the 23rd, then we can have a discussion about that, and then we can invite them to, the
14th. Their lawyer says he wants to come on the 23rd. Does that mean just him or him and the bitch?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know who you're talking about.
So will you let Bob know that we'd like if he can make next meeting, and then he can let them know that maybe the 14th of October?
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. All right,
boys. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It was nice seeing you.
Like I said, if you don't hear from me, just shoot me a text in the morning.
Thank you.
You guys are going to want to attend this with Bob, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, have a good night, guys.
Good night, guys. Take care, guys. I got to
go. Road crew issues.
Let's see. The access road is back opened, and I think it sounds like Tom will be back to pave right before the end of the month. Finish up our section of it. He'll fix that parking lot while he's back. do all that kind of stuff. Salt shed's pretty much full. I haven't heard any more back from the engineering firm about that grout pond project, so I suspect they're probably still waiting to hear from Wetlands what and the archaeologic study and everything on what they want to do with all of that. So I don't know anything more about that.
What exactly is in danger there?
Well, there's a couple of sensitive archaeological sites, and then there's a couple of wetland issues with the way they want to, you know, push the road out.
I understand what archaeological site would be up there.
A couple of old, like, old settlements old. Of some sort. And
the old rock foundation on the corner there where you head down the hill, and then the hail farm was up where they clear cut up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway,
people in town back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was quite a few people in this town back then, right?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more than what we got now, I guess. So.
But they didn't all move here just to send their kids to a certain school.
Basically, moved here for logging.
Yeah. I don't know what the status of the Mountain Road power is. John Nault tells me they're going to do it right away, and Mike Bernard told me he has no idea when they're going to do it, if it's even going to happen this year. So I guess you can believe who you want on that one.
I believe the power company.
Yeah. We are continuing to put back the road signs that we lose. Some more are ordered.
Trudeau Road, then. You see, coming up through that.
It's faded. There was a certain time period where that did. I have a new one coming for it because you can hardly even read it. Yeah.
You probably have to label those road signs as you're not allowed to steal these things so they can arrest somebody on that.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Who took out the town line sign down on Upper Taylor?
Where?
The town line sign.
Yeah, Carson did.
Oh, really?
With his tractor.
Who did it?
Carson Thurber.
Really?
And I also spoke to him.
He's going to pay for it, he said.
And told him to, you know, start working on their plan for being better about, you know, minimizing their groups. And I've ordered the signs that they wanted. He's going to pay for them. But he asked me to get what we expected of them. So he said that he'll probably come back to a meeting, you know, with their plan and talk to us about it. Then we can all, you know, throw in our 2 cents worth to
them. Probably better get on it, or we'll just make one. You might like his better than ours.
Yeah. I think the Ford is finally fixed. I think G-Stone finally put a new transmission in it and did a whole bunch of other work for pretty much free. It was all warrantied, so we went and got it today, and it's a lot better. The new...
Not all at all, right?
Well, it's... No, we're ready to trade it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Still under warranty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the new truck is supposed to get built. It's supposed to go in the week of the 30th of this month, so it'll probably be like December-ish, you know, before we actually have it, and then it'll go up to Viking, you know. It's slated in March unless they have a cancellation or something, so we'll just park it in our garage, and then I'll just tell Mike it's there, and then if somebody... People quite often get pushed back for whatever reasons, or they can't get them, so it's possible it could get done sooner, but... not likely. I did get that email about that meeting, and I will go to it with the ski area over there.
Okay.
And I actually think I may just hold on putting anything around those guardrails until we have that meeting, because that's kind of a sensitive. I was going to backfill those guardrails over there by treetops, but they have a meeting that they want us to go to.
Water quality.
It's one of those water quality meetings, and I'd rather not poke the bear. They're I don't want
to change the color because it's...
But changing the culvert isn't going to improve the water quality of that brook.
I know.
You
that,
know, I mean.
But you can't tell them that.
Right. But anyway, I'll go to the meeting that they want to have on the 24th with the water quality people.
Is it in preparation?
Yeah. See what it says. The other issue we have is over at the Winhall line there, the beavers are.
Beavering.
Yeah. And it's quite a ways out into that dam. And I think the only reason it hasn't flooded the road is we haven't had a hell of a lot of rain this summer. And Pat's been down there working on some beavers, and he kind of gave me the heads up on it. And there's a ton of debris, I guess, in there. I'm gonna go down and look at it tomorrow. But I called Josh, and Josh is gonna go over and take a look at it. And he said, I can give you a permit to remove the debris out of the channel, but he said, now, whenever you do that, he said, if it's in a wetland, and that is, he said, they're going to want to get involved, and he said they quite often want all that debris moved off the site. And I don't know how we're going to do it because it's quite a ways off the road. I mean, you're probably going to have to build a road to get this stuff out of there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And then we'll let you do that.
Well, yeah. So we'll see what they say. I mean.
Riggs Dissler in there for $250,000 to clean up 5 beavers.
There's more than 5 beavers in there. That beaver pond is about a mile long. you'll never get rid of them over there.
No, you'll never get rid of beavers, period.
There's too much food and water. By the time they take down one section, they'll move to another, and that one will grow up. And
you got to get a couple of those military drones.
There's a beaver pond that goes underneath the road to my grandparents' house. And my mother remembers her grandfather dealing with beavers there.
Yeah.
And I did it with my grandfather. And it was flooding yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, it's just crazy. Dave Hamilton
was
up through the back way with his.
Yeah. I remember watching him.
Go drive up there and pull the dam out.
Yeah. So.
I went over there a few times, the rifle and shot some.
Yeah. So Josh will come down and we'll see what. We're going to see what it all means. But it's about all we can do. It's just see what he says. You know, and play his game, you know. He's the stream guy, and he said it's no problem. He said I'm happy to give you the permit to open it up, you know, so it won't flood. But he said wetlands is really getting. I mean, they're getting to the point where every time I change a culvert, I'm supposed to involve them now, you know, and it's just getting to be, it's getting to the point where you can't even do simple stuff anymore without practically involving them all the time now.
A&R is getting powerful now.
Yeah.
When they bark, somebody jumps.
Yeah. So anyway, that's about it. And then we're just continuing ditching, and Randy hasn't got me back the written report on County Road yet, but he will at some point, and then we'll try to cipher that all out and see what that all means. And
Well, some kind of cost figure.
Yeah, it'd be good to at least start budgeting for it. Yeah. But that's about all I got. Nothing earth shattering, just starting to think about winter a little bit,
I swear.
I'd rather be ahead of it now than have it bite me in the backside in November,
We have any transfer station issues?
Scott is gonna be out for a couple of days. Now
Thursday.
Yeah, he'll be in tomorrow, so I'll talk to him about who is supposed to contact his replacement. Yeah. So,
whether
that be
still Mark?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's willing to. But yeah. Stuart said he spoke to Mark the other day, and Mark said that his wife has been having a few health issues lately. So, I just got to make sure that we'll get it covered one way or the other. Well, Beth might be able to do a Sunday or something. She said if you're in a bind and I'm around, she said I'll do a Sunday or whatever. So
the other guy is still not in the picture anymore?
I don't even know if he's around anymore. I asked Stuart today, I haven't seen him around in a long time.
Yeah. What do we want to reach out to Kenny Tuttle at all? Didn't he express interest a while back?
He did, for a full-time job.
And there's
another kid down in Wardsboro that I guess does Wardsboro.
Yeah.
Wants to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
we're
not ready to replace Scott.
And Mark may say I'm fine for all the days. It's only 3 days, but I don't know. I haven't talked to Mark in a few weeks, but Stuart said he bumped into him at the store the other day. Mark said that his wife was having some issues or something. I don't know what, but.
He's going to make tomorrow, this Thursday?
I don't know. That's what I got to find out from Scott, whether he already talked to him or whether I need to talk to him. I just want to make sure it doesn't slip through the cracks and nobody shows up.
Right.
Especially on, it's not a big deal on Thursday. Because we're around, but on a Sunday, somebody's got to be there,
right.
To open it up and run it. So, anyway, that's about it for me. Nothing too earth shattering.
Town hall and rec area requests. Olivia Brown wants it on October 27th.
Then she should have it.
That's right.
Yep. Turkey supper.
Oh yeah.
That's still going on.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's on there. Yep. Okay. dinner itself is on the 16th, and then they usually like it like two or three nights before, and the morning after, just to haul everything out of there.
So the 13th,
14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th? Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. And Steve wants it on October 6th.
Huh?
He wants it on October 6th.
Something. Letter rip.
Letter rip.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Done. Discuss for care improvements. We want to do any of that? Nothing discussed right now. Is it kind of all the works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have something for us tonight? Or
just kind of want to sit in and just...
Well, thanks for all your work on the park.
Yeah, it was nice.
You did a really good job.
Yeah.
A lot of
work left, huh?
Everybody was really happy. And
too bad.
Got into the second pig, though, right, or not?
Yep.
Okay, because somebody was saying they didn't get really gracious.
I think they had like 5 1-gallon bags left.
Okay.
That's
good. I think they had us a bag.
They're going in my
fridge. Mm-hmm. Great.
There was one in mine. It was only half full, though. I didn't get all. But it's all gone now.
No, it was really good. It was a fun time.
That was good for
it. Was really fun. That was good.
It was.
Corn. The salads.
Everything. Salads. I didn't hear a complaint about anything. I really didn't.
Yeah, it was a while later. Freaking bushel bed.
Probably ought to not get that sesame one next year.
I like the sesame one.
So it was good, but it has to be warm to be real good.
Sesame.
It's not bad cold. Sesame.
Sesame
noodles.
Not bad.
It's noodles.
Yeah,
sesames.
Sometimes I have them there. They are cold. Most places where you get them, anyway. That makes them awesome sesame noodles.
Mm.
No. Wouldn't be hard to throw two things of star oil into one either.
No.
Yeah.
Could
do that. So it's going to be an annual?
I would like to.
I think it would be. I think it would be fun. I think everybody really enjoyed it.
In the summer when there's more people.
After
Labor Day, there's nobody here. None of the out-of-state people.
Change the date a little
earlier. And the weather.
They're just that weekend after Labor Day, a lot of people don't come.
I think the only reason we pushed it after Labor Day was we thought a lot of the local people might be gone because school's out.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard to find that sweet spot, really. You know,
I mean, the best way to do it is, you know, like pick a date at the next
July
meeting
19th.
And
or do it on.
Pick a date at the next meeting.
Pick the Saturday of a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Back to back or something.
But you know, like,
you're gonna have a lot of people around like the 4th.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If we put it in the town report and, you know, like, send to save the date out with the town report or something like that, you know, so that you
it's
just
always out there.
So you just give people as much notice as possible.
Yeah. No, the days would be a little longer, too. You know,
it might not
be down jackets.
Yeah.
Memorial Day?
Huh?
And Memorial Day, you might need to park it, too.
Yeah. What about July? We'll do it in July?
Yeah.
Try it, sure. Anything's fine with me, whatever.
July 19th.
Do you know that's a Saturday?
Yeah.
Is it your birthday or something?
No. You've got the next 4 years.
Just looked that up on the calendar today. July 19th sounds good.
Okay, July 19th it is.
Yeah, no, as we get closer, we'll do a couple different ideas of, like, Chris had mentioned, maybe we'll make our own playlist instead of hiring a DJ. And then, you know, have a speaker and, you know, kind of...
Well, I think somebody with an iPhone could have done what he did for a lot
less.
I'm not knocking him. He's a really nice guy. He's good, but
100%.
It would be a, you know, we could save some money just by renting a speaker, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Pretty easy now. You don't have to be a DJ.
You can literally, like, you can create a playlist on Spotify and then anybody in the area can add to it if they have a Spotify account.
Yep.
So...
And then we'll set an eat time. What time we're gonna eat?
Yeah. We didn't do that this time.
Yeah.
That's all right. It worked out all right. But
yeah,
just,
I thought it was
should
really
have
good.
A set time. So.
Yep. Like party starts at 1:00. We're gonna eat at 2 or 2:30.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
Personally, I think the party should start at 3:00, but
3:00.
I don't particularly care. Yes, 3:00, Al. That's why I said 3:00. I mean,
and what's the reason?
Just 1:00 seems early. That's all.
You can't drink all day.
It'll start
in the morning.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't have to be with you at the rec to start drinking. I'm fine with one, too. It just, when I saw one, I was like, it seems kind of early. You know, like, that's all.
Well, I think what you read did so that it would get done before.
So that it would get done early.
Yeah, get done before that. Because everyone has a chance to
show the ball. But if we're in July, maybe we're starting at 3.
Yeah,
I'd pick them up.
3 o'clock puts you in, you know, later in the nighttime.
Yeah. So.
You can go home when you want, though.
Yeah, I know that. I usually do.
Again, doesn't make a difference to me, really. It just seemed early. I mean, that's all.
Well, we can pick that up.
You got too late? Yeah.
No, I went to bed when I wanted to.
And you're going to take it over again?
Sure, I'd love to.
Cool.
Anything else I can help with, you know, the holiday parties, you know, if there's anything I can do?
Better start later so we can go later. I didn't contribute much, so it's kind of silly of me to say this, but what about, do we want to consider, like, hiring a caterer so that there's less, you know, so that you guys aren't cleaning the joint up on Sunday morning. You know, like sometimes we used to get servers for, you know, we'd hire somebody to do the serving and the dishes at the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't need to cater, we don't have to hire a caterer, but do we want to hire somebody to clean it up so that it's not,
clean,
you know.
Clean, set up, serve, and
yeah, what, you know, I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah. Couple of people or whatever.
Pay Stevie.
Yeah, I mean, we could pay Stevie to do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, just so it's not landing on, you know, volunteers' heads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just nominate somebody. I make a nomination. Boomer does all that shit.
See how he didn't do anything this year?
Trick, Coopers, don't be at the plan meeting the meeting before the party. Where was I?
How did you think? Oh, yeah,
anything else you want to talk about the party right now? Or?
It's good.
Yeah, we just did, so we'll bring it up again later on when it gets a little bit closer.
Yeah.
It's a little far away right now.
Yeah. If there's any help you need with anything else, Christmas party or Thanksgiving party, you know.
Oh, Christmas.
Christmas is the only other party we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's around the corner.
Santa Claus suits right in there.
Nice.
Oh, hell yes.
I'll have to get some stilts.
Santa can be short. It's okay. With regard to the Christmas party, do we want to pick a date for the Christmas party now?
Good idea. Why not?
And then, you know, send out a mailing, in, you know, just to save the date. So we have more than 15 people?
Usually
like the first Saturday in December, generally. It's
the first Saturday?
Generally, it's always like the first day of muzzleloader season. It's always been.
Yeah.
I always thought we didn't want the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this year, that's the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's late, so.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So the 28th, yeah.
Through the 14th.
Whatever you pick, we're going to complain.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you can't please everybody, but we got to try it.
Is it 14th?
Yep.
It's going to be the 14th
or the
21st.
Right.
Oh, hold on. Or it's going to be an after Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
We can do that, too.
All the Christmas / New Year's combo parties.
Yeah.
Is anybody in charge of that now, or kind of does it just get put together? Or do you
just the girls usually put it together.
That one's easy because everything's right here.
Yep.
Yeah.
So everything gets cooked.
What about the New Year's
people?
Everything gets cooked in house, or is it like
a potluck?
Yeah, we just have some fun ones.
Yeah. We supply.
We supply
ham jersey. Supply them. Cut hams, other than that, it's all potluck.
Yeah.
Okay. You're pretty good.
Yeah.
Be nice to have somebody there to serve it and make sure everything gets hot enough.
Somebody to do that.
Yeah.
We have a city.
Yep.
However, it's worked over the last 5 years.
County scan, you forget?
And town meeting too, we just think somebody in there, so people don't have to be involved with that. They participate in the party or meeting or whatever.
Okay.
That we usually just get those spiral hams for that.
Yep, from an oven.
And people bring crock pots or whatever.
Okay.
Anything else? Minutes, last meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any other business that may legally come before the board?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.